Hello, hello, and welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast, your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts, unleash your soul, and learn to co-create a life that you love. As you become the writer of your own story, in this podcast, you're going to find the inspiration, the practical tips, and the sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. Okay, you're in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. You can support this mission at listenbitchdonations.com. You want to change your life? Scroll the show notes. Okay, pick your path. Whatever it is, we can work together. I can help you with some biohacks. We could give a big fat double deuce flip off big pharma. Whatever it is, don't wait, move. Okay. Anyway, so welcome to the podcast today. I have no idea what we're going to talk about, but I did wake up kind of pissed off at the world, okay? Where I'm watching people just not do the things, okay? If I had a dollar for everybody that messaged me and they were like, "Hey, I want to start a podcast. How'd you do that? I want to write a book. How'd you do that?" Okay? If I had a dollar, I would probably never have to work again because a lot of you bitches are messaging me about doing the things and I tell you how fucking easy it is, okay? I tell you how easy it is. You just got to do it. You got to do it. I don't have a bunch of equipment. If you look at my Facebook page right now, I just literally posted a picture. My MacBook is up on a box. My microphone, again, it's on its own box and I pull it close to me and I'm just cozied up in my little corner office. Like, it is, you're overthinking everything. Okay. I don't edit. We do a one and done. We run through this. It is not, I am not techie. Okay. I know nothing about technology. So I just do the things. And I wake up today and it kind of pissed me off because you bitches aren't doing the things. And I'm talking, people have asked me since for like 3 years now, 2 and 3 years. I don't really know how long I've been doing the podcast, but I've been here for a hot minute. Okay. And y'all have asked me. And I've told you how simple it is. Like, super, super simple. There is one program I run on my computer. Okay. I use Zoom and then I use Audioboom. That's it. Right now, I'm on my MacBook staring at my computer screen. Hi, YouTube. That's it. I record on Zoom and I drag and drop this into Audioboom and it is so easy. And I'm even going to show my Facebook Live audience, okay? I'm going to show my Facebook Live audience how I'm actually going to come up with a topic for today because I know I recorded the welcome, I tested the sound, my microphone, my dog's going crazy. But I just want you guys to see how flipping easy it is, okay? Okay, so this is kind of cool because I just ended my Facebook Live and I really screwed up. I dropped the ball today because I should have just kept recording when I was talking to you guys when I was recording the podcast because I really did just a really great podcast episode on my Facebook page. But if you do not follow me on Facebook, make sure you do. Part of the agreement I made on that Facebook Live today is that, you know, if I'm not going to be doing the short videos like the TikToks, I have to go back to doing lives. I know I spent a lot of time doing them before. And it was super fun and it was super cool and I met a lot of great people. But I dropped the ball on that. I've been asleep for a while. If you guys tuned in yesterday, you know, I'm just kind of waking up. Today I did make a choice to touch my Bible before I grab my phone, but I'm like, listen, bitch, okay? Do you ever realize that you just open your phone to check the time and suddenly it's been 2 hours. Your thumb is sore, your hand is cramped, and you've watched 47 videos about cats and conspiracies and cooking at home. Okay. This is scroll culture and it's killing your soul. It's not just killing your soul, it is literally killing your brain. And I'm not just talking about TikToks. Okay. I'm talking about the sh any short video. Okay. It is scientifically proving to be more harmful to your brain than even alcohol, okay? It is fucking you up. But all those short videos, like TikToks, Reels, YouTube Shorts, all of those little things are messing with your brain in a very sneaky but powerful way. Part of that, you guys, if we're gonna nerd out today, we're just gonna nerd out today, okay? It is that dopamine overload. Like every time you scroll and see something entertaining or shocking or funny, like your brain gives you a little dopamine hit. But because the videos are short, you're getting rapid fire hits in seconds. So we're eating a pack of M&Ms instead of just sitting down to eat a steak. You're getting sugar spikes instead of actual nourishment. So what's happening is over time, your brain starts craving that constant stimulation. It gets bored with normal life or even like that long form content. Okay. So if my Facebook Live videos or my podcast or even this YouTube video is too long for you, then you know that you have a problem. Okay. It shatters our attention span. So your brain adapts to whatever you train it with. So when you're watching, you know, hundreds of 10, 60 second clips, you train your brain to expect novelty now. Like reading a book or sitting through a movie or focusing on a conversation starts to feel like torture. And it's not that you can't focus, it's that your focus is fucked. It's just hijacked. Okay. Short videos keep you in an endless loop of like, what's next, instead of what's enough. The algorithm is going to feed you unpredictably rewarding content like a fucking slot machine, really. And that unpredictability rewires your reward system. So it makes it harder to feel satisfied in everyday things that don't have the flashy edits, the music drops, or the jump cuts. I've been reading a lot of books lately, and I can tell you, I'm starting to feel like me again. Okay. And this is the emotional whiplash, just the fact that we have access to shit we should not have access to. Okay. We should not have access to all of the shit. We should not have access, you know, to knowing every car accident that's happened, every, like all these traumatic things. Like, well, we're just not meant to have access like that. Okay. You're going to laugh at one clip, get pissed off at the next one, and then you're going to be crying 30 seconds later. And that emotional roller coaster, again, just messing with your nervous system to expect the highs and lows, low lows, high highs constantly. So you're going to be restless, you're going to be irritable, and you're going to be numb when your life doesn't match that pace. And these short videos are not really going to give you, I'm talking to the Walmart delivery guy right now. How rude of me. Like, I'm talking about distraction and all this access thing, but you guys, I have the extra kiddo tonight and I don't have the, we needed some food. So I'm doing a Walmart order and this dude's like, they're out of everything. So anyway, back on track, squirrel brain, because short videos are not giving you that depth. Your brain gets used to skimming and sampling instead of really getting into the deep end of shit. You might know a little bit about a lot, but critical thinking, your patience, your deep reflection, it all freezes up. And if you ever notice how it feels harder to finish a thought without reaching for your phone, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. They're literally just short videos are engineered junk food for your brain. That's it. Fun in moderation, but binging them, it's going to train your mind for that distraction, for the overstimulation, and for that shallow satisfaction. You know, I confessed on my Facebook Live, I still have TikTok on my phone. I've deleted all my personal videos on my channel, or at least I'm slowly starting to. I tried to pay a kid to do it, just to wipe it clean, because I think it's just not for me, you know. But my kids and I have a group chat and we have a streak and it's cool. Like, I go in and they send a couple videos. I watch them. I put a laughing emoji. I send them something funny, a couple funny ones, and I'm off the app. I'm off the app. The minute I start to feel that temptation, I'm like, wake up. Okay. Cause this shit is training you for noise, not stillness. And the truth is, I mean, God's out here like, be still and know that I'm God. He wants you to be still. But when you start to, your nervous system is conditioned to crave the constant flicker of entertainment. Silence can feel unbearable for you. It just feels unbearable. Instead of leaning into praying or reflection or just still taking massive responsibility for our shit, we're reaching for the scroll. And it's not because you're weak, but it's because your brain has been rewired to fear that stillness. Everybody wants peace. Everybody wants to feel calm. Nobody likes their nervous system on 24/7. Nobody likes that. But it also numbs your hunger to feel connected to God. And I know that. 6 weeks of not touching my Bible. And I'm going to tell you, the Bible is not a 7-second dopamine hit. It is layered. It is deep. It is the greatest love story ever told. It is alive. Those words are alive. But when you've trained your brain on TikTok length thoughts, the scripture feels too slow. And that's dangerous, because the more you're just snacking on shallow content, you're just eating the M&Ms all night, the less you crave the real feast. And the devil loves this. If we keep you full on cotton candy, you're never going to sit at God's table. And guess what's going to happen? I am pissed at you guys for not stepping into your calling. And that's part of my Facebook rant today. How many of you guys have asked me, Brandon, how do I do a book? How do I write a book? How do I get published? How do I record a podcast? How do I do these things? And I take my time and I tell you how fucking easy it is. I tell you, just do it. And you bitches aren't doing it. And I'm pissed at you today. I'm pissed at you because you're allowing yourself to be distracted from your calling. These short videos are part of the problem. They're not just neutral. They're designed to keep you hooked. Every hour lost to mindless scrolling is an hour stolen from what God actually called you to. Creating, parenting, leading, loving, building, resting. And while you're just scrolling, your purpose is starving. It's starving. And here we are. The scroll is that highlight reel, the filters, the edits, the fake lives. Okay. This is fueling your jealousy, your insecurity without you even realizing it. And when it comes to spiritual, like spiritually, that is poison. God designed you to walk in your lane. Short videos constantly whisper, you're behind, you're not enough. Look at them. That is literally anti-truth in his word. And they're going to keep you from hearing him. God doesn't scream, he whispers. You know, but if your nervous system is addicted to shock value, trending sounds, flashing captions, you can't hear God's voice. And the kicker is God never stops talking. The question is whether your attention span is surrendered enough to listen. So the faith-based bottom line here, okay, short videos are here to hijack your brain and starve your spirit, steal your stillness. What, Brandon? Scroll culture is starving your soul. Why would we let that starve us? That cheap dopamine hit, our brain loves the instant gratification, short, sweet, no effort. We're like eating Skittles instead of meat and potatoes, okay? And then we feel, we get so entertained and wrapped up in the constant hit that we fear stillness. And silence is where God speaks, but it also brings up pain and thoughts and conviction we'd rather avoid. So we're not owning our shit. We scroll to drown out what's uncomfortable. But that scroll is feeding your insecurities. You're buying into the lie. Look at them. They're thriving. I'm failing. That is smoke and mirrors. And it's designed to keep you addicted. Algorithms are built to steal attention. You know that. It's not neutral technology. It's engineered bondage, okay? Just like Big Pharma has their hooks in you, food companies don't give a fuck about you. Health is a business. What do you think everything on your phone is? And whoever's behind this, I would say the devil. Maybe you would argue, but I don't think you have much of an argument. Exactly what he wants you on. Because if you have a shallow attention span, you're not focusing on the Bible, you're not focusing on calm and peace. You want constant stimulation. So you're going to have a restless spirit. Your emotions are going to start to become numb. And then that comparison spiral with the jealousy and the self-hate and really just that not enough syndrome. This is time you're never going to get back. So you have less creating, less connecting, less calling. Is that your legacy? Oh my God. My mom used to sit on the couch and watch TikTok for like 10 hours. Like, that's your legacy. Come on, man. That shit means something to me because I look at, you know, the legacy that my family's after, you know, like I look at the legacy of my mom and my grandma and I just don't see the legacy. I don't see that they ever stepped outside of themselves to step into the power and the potential of who they could be. I can't waste my life like that. What was the point? You know, my grandma is old and not healthy. And I just imagine like when she dies and has a chance to talk to Jesus, like what was the point? What was the point if you're not out here to step into your potential? If you've just lost yourself to the world, what was the point? Oh, we have to repair this damage. Okay. You have to start to reclaim the stillness and you can start small. I'm not saying like do a whole day, but I did the phone detox. All the things. I want you to start small. Just 5 minutes of not having a phone. Just sit in silence. That 5 minutes is going to feel like for fucking ever. And that's a clue that you know you've been off the rails. Okay. 5 minutes of no phone. Just breathe or pray or just be quiet. Stillness is training your spirit to sit at God's table. Non-negotiable. And my whole day changed because of this today. Like everything in me feels different. And it's because I went for the scripture before the scroll. Non-negotiable. Word of God gets the first feed of your day. The scroll doesn't get to shape your brain before Jesus does. Okay. You have to fast from the feed, take intentional breaks one day a week, 1 week a month, or specific times a day. Then you notice how hungry your spirit gets for what's real. You start to create instead of consume. You create instead of consume. You were made in the image of God. Every scroll is a choice. And I want you to ask yourself, am I consuming or creating? Create. I could pour into the podcast. You could start writing that book you wanted. You could really start to venture into your calling. And I want you to be honest. Check your fuel. Ask yourself, is this feeding my spirit or feeding my flesh? If it's junk, spit it out. Listen, bitch, the scroll isn't neutral. It's either feeding you or starving you. And if you're sick of being restless and distracted and jealous and numb, then you have to start treating your soul like it matters more than your feet. God's not calling you to be entertained. He's calling you to be alive. So put the fucking phone down, pick up your Bible, and remember that your purpose is too big to waste on endless scrolling. I love you, bitches.